Good morning, dear brethren. It's a joy to see all your smiling faces and a privilege to meet together today to worship in spirit and in truth and to contemplate the thoughts the Lord has for us in the services that are before us this day. And it's a glorious day, and that's our theme hymn for this convention. So we'd like to begin with singing hymn number 289, The Glorious Day. Please remain seated for all the verses. And before we start, as a reminder, if anyone has a cell phone, please turn it off or turn it to the vibrate mode so that the services will not be disturbed. Thank you. 289. To begin our morning services with our devotions, and we'll have Brother David Naminsky read for us the resolve, Brother Ben Denisky the vow, and Brother Ed Heidelbach the manna and comments. In that order, please.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh in its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life, entrusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling for all my interests, for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body, relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve Thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times, in all places, conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters, in the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Our manna for this morning is August 30th, 2008. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Not only shall it be true that the Lord's anointed one shall be head and shoulders above all others, the chiefest among 10,000, the one altogether lovely, but it should also be true to a considerable extent that all those who are intimately associated with the members of the body of Christ in the present life, before he is proclaimed king of the world, the whole world, should be able to recognize the largeness and grandeur of character in those whom the Lord is choosing for this place of honor in the affairs of men. They should be able to take knowledge of them that they have been with Jesus, should see their largeness of heart, their moral heights, should discern in them the spirit of a sound mind. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Thank you, brethren. Well, dear brethren in Christ, welcome. Your brethren of the West Suburban Ecclesia are pleased to have you with us this weekend to share the joys of the Lord and His Word, and especially the fellowship in the Spirit of our Lord Christ Jesus. And it's been with much prayer that we have sought the Lord's direction in arranging for this assembly. And all along the way, we've appreciated the Lord's many overrulings that have brought us here together today. The providences that we have received portend a rich blessing to each of us as we have come together here to worship Him in spirit and in truth. The theme text is before you on my left, taken from Isaiah 30:21. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. In this precious text, the prophet assures us that if we study and apply the Lord's word in our lives, we will find that direction for each circumstance that we encounter along the narrow way. The theme hymn that we just sang together, The Glorious Day, sets our minds in tune with the theme text, reminding us of the prophets that went before, that told this great story o'er and o'er, and our Lord in his words that have encouraged us, and the apostles, and our brethren. All of these the Lord has supplied for our encouragement in running the race course in this narrow way. It also brings to mind the thoughts that we will consider together in the panel discussion tomorrow on Hebrews 12, verses 22 through 24. But ye are come to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. We trust that that will be a blessed consideration as to how close we are living to the full establishment of the new Jerusalem. So in this we have the reminder that the kingdom is nearer today than when we first believed, and that the conditions that we see in the earth today are giving evidence to us that the groaning creation is ever more longing for that better day. They are longing for change, which in reality is the desire of all nations, God's kingdom fully established on earth. And so we've assembled here this day in anticipation of being filled with the blessings of the Lord, the things that he has directed into the minds and hearts of those who love his truth and who have labored to prepare the lessons for this convention for our mutual edification. And each of us, in one way or another, has made a sacrifice to be here, traveling from far and near to receive these blessings of the convention. And so while we're here, let's find as many opportunities as we can to be a blessing to our brethren, whether it be in fellowship or in service. And so again, dear brethren, your brethren of the West Suburban Ecclesia bid you a warm welcome, with the desire that you will find the lessons of this convention a stimulus to your faith and an encouragement to press on in the realization that, yes, our deliverance draweth nigh. And so may the Lord bless us during this assembly.